So we want to move from the theoretical to the practical, and here is a patient very much like the scenario we presented here, a woman in her 40s. Can you talk about what happened there, Shannon?
Yeah, so she actually had an unexpected cervical cancer. So she had a grade 2 squamous cell carcinoma that was discovered after a hysterectomy. So it was about 3 centimeters, invaded pretty deep into the cervix, had lymphovascular space invasion. We imaged her. It was negative for evidence of disease. So she did get IMRT with concurrent cisplatin and was NED at the completion of therapy. So we were following her up pretty close. And at 9 months, she came in with some abdominal pain. And so we went ahead and biopsied it with squamous cell. We did treat her with what everybody here would have done, paclitaxel, carboplatin, and bevacizumab. And unfortunately, that pelvic node got bigger, so it didn't really respond very well to that combination of chemotherapy. So we went ahead and tested her tumor for PD-L1, and it was positive based on CPS. And so she did get pembrolizumab off protocol and had a CR at 3 cycles. So we were very excited, and she continues on now. She's 9 months out with a durable response. She feels pretty good, a little bit of fatigue, but otherwise doing really well.
So we're going to touch a little bit on the issue of some of the autoimmune toxicities that occur with these agents. Did she have any issues at all?
She's had some thyroid issues. She had pre-existing hypothyroidism, so we've had to watch her thyroid levels pretty closely and adjust her medications, and then some fatigue. But otherwise, she's done really well.
And certainly, that's a story we hear over and over about checkpoint in terms of quality of life. As long as people don't have any kind of autoimmune toxicity, it seems to tolerate pretty well, as a patient like this did.